Right now, Trump is going through the most troubling moments in his presidential run. While just weeks back, he had the entire country on his side, things are starting to change rapidly, as now people are asking more and more questions on why he's refusing to release the Epstein files. It seems that his MAGA supporters are turning on him overnight, one by one, to the point where Trump is feeling the pressure. But what if I told you that all of this was already planned, and everything that is happening right in front of us was by design, with Trump being chosen for this very position? Don't believe me? This is exactly what the High Witch of Hollywood, Marina Abramovich, admitted herself, calling Trump the High Magician that would bring in the New World Order. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about Donald Trump being chosen to bring in the New World Order. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know that I just released a new Patreon exclusive connecting the Iran situation, the Epstein cover-up, to Trump and the New World Order. If you're one of my members, make sure you check it out as soon as you can. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Join the truth movement and help me spread the truth. For $3 a month, not only will you be further supporting the channel, but you'll also get access to over 50 exclusive videos that I can't post here on YouTube. So if you want to help the truth movement and help me build this movement, join me on Patreon now. You can find the link in the description or in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Recently, everyone has just been talking about Trump and the Epstein files, and for a good purpose, for a good reason, because honestly, there isn't nothing more important than this going on right now. Yes, I do agree that the floods are an important situation and we should be allocating some attention to that as well. And I myself will be doing an investigation into it to see what I can find, because a lot of people think that the flood wasn't natural. But what we know 100% wasn't natural was the disgusting evil crimes that Mr. Epstein was doing on his island with all his accomplices, with all his high-profile elite member accomplices that went to his island like it was Toys R Us and did God knows what with a bunch of children. I don't think there's nothing more important than discovering the monsters that supported this man, that helped this man, that participated in the crimes, that paid him and did all the things that they did with him. I don't think there's nothing more important than that, because those people are still alive and they're still running this country. They still have power. They're still doing things that affect all of us. And I believe that if someone does a crime, specifically a crime that bad, I don't think that they should get away with it no matter what. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're powerful. I don't care if you're a politician and you run this country. If you did sinister crimes like those, you definitely deserve to go to prison. After Trump promised us and gave us his word that he was going to expose the Epstein files, and a lot of people on his side said that they were going to expose his Epstein files, like Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, they repeatedly said that they were going to expose the Epstein files and that we would know all this information and our world is going to be able to heal from the trauma that Epstein caused to it.
People are wondering, because you said last week that you have the Epstein files on your desk, is when can we see them and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have well over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. But other than that, I think tomorrow, you know, the personal information of victims. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office.
What kind? Are we going to see who was on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded? Because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices.
Yeah, what you're going to see hopefully tomorrow is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did.
Okay. Well, we'll
along with his co-defendant.
Absolutely. And he had help. That's for sure.
He sure did.
The FBI has Epstein's list. They're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. That seems like an evil thing to do, regardless of who may be embarrassed in the release of that list. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest, the largest scale in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list.
Ghislaine Maxwell, Black Book. What names are in there, man? You understand how many powerful people probably want this thing to desperately go away? How many people were interconnected with this Epstein operation? I heard from a reporter once that there were tapes. A very well-respected reporter, many of you know, that there are a lot of tapes out there of a lot of people. I'm not ever going to let this story go because of what I heard from a source about Bill Clinton on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein. I talked about it yesterday. You can go check it out. I'm not letting it go ever.
Case in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
But as you can see, that didn't happen. Now, all of a sudden, all of these politicians tuck their tails between their legs like they've never said anything. Like they forgot everything that they said previously. I wonder why. I wonder what was in those Epstein files that made them change their mind about revealing all of the names. I wonder what was so bad that they saw that made them backtrack to the point where now there is no Epstein files. Even though Pam Bondi was heard saying herself that she was going to release all of these files and there were so many victims and there were so many people that was attached to Epstein. Now she's saying that didn't exist. This is seriously the most obvious gaslighting I've ever seen in my life. And unfortunately, I'm still seeing people on my channel defending Trump. Yesterday, I likely lost like 20 subscribers, maybe 30. Not a big deal. It's not that big of a deal. You know, there's going to be people that are going to, no matter what, choose Trump. But I'm being as honest as I can with you. You have to stop letting Trump manipulate you. If you're one of the few people that are watching this channel and think that Trump is this good guy, nobody in politics are good. Again, I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not any of that stuff. I think it's all nonsense. I've said this so many times. I don't think anyone should buy into this voting system because I don't believe it works. I don't believe that we have actual power on who runs this country. And I don't think the president actually runs this country. I believe this country is ran by the real elite behind the scenes who are the ones controlling these politicians. And these politicians serve those elite, including Trump. Trump might have a bunch of money, but he's not comparable to the real elite who own everything. He is not comparable to those who truly are pulling the strings in this country. And Trump is just a puppet. In fact, Trump isn't just any old puppet. He was a puppet chosen to bring in the New World Order. And I just made a Patreon exclusive video where I spoke about Trump, the Iran situation, the Epstein cover-up, and how it all ties into the New World Order. You're gonna want to see that video. This video directly connects to that video, and unfortunately, I can't post that video here on YouTube because once you watch it, you will know why. If I post that here on YouTube, my channel's done. You can go watch it on Patreon. It's only $3 a month to subscribe to the Patreon. You'll get access to over 50 videos. And those $3 help me produce this content. It helps me cover the cost and everything that it takes to make this content. So not only will you be supporting the channel and helping the channel, but you're also going to get access to those videos that I cannot post here on YouTube, which are way more honest and they're way more direct because here I have to talk with a restraint. We all know this. If you don't want to get kicked off the platform, you got to make sure that you say what you have to say without giving up too much. But on Patreon, I let it go. I let everything go. I let you guys know all of it. So that's why I appreciate all of those who join me on there. It's important that we continue to grow the Patreon so that I can be able to get to as many of you as possible when I need to make points like this. This current situation that we're going through right now is something that was planned ages ago. This is not something new. This isn't something that's just happening now. And like I said in the Patreon video, once you see that, you'll understand why. We have to go back to the Illuminati card game. I know some of you guys heard me speaking about the Illuminati card game in the past, specifically the card about Trump. There was two cards with Trump. One card that showed them appearing to have a scar on his face like he had just gotten shot, which a lot of people point to that card being a prediction or foreshadowing to what happened before the election when Trump, you know, they attempted the attempt on Trump. But the other card as well, we see a card of a man with yellow hair that's clearly Trump appearing to be the president of the United States. This Illuminati card game came out in the 90s, a long time ago, before Trump was even a thought in the mind of being a president. He was just some rich guy who basically scammed just about everybody. That's what people knew Trump for back then. But in this Illuminati card game, he was presented as essentially the president of the United States. What this means is that Trump was prophesied to become president. This is Masonic prophecy. Trump was chosen long ago due to his bloodline to become the president that would bring in and usher in the new world order. And I'm not saying that without any evidence, because Marina Abramovich, the High Witch of Hollywood, one of the most powerful and most influential witches in Hollywood. Remember, there's a video of her and Jay-Z, with Jay-Z staring into her soul like he was absorbing her energy, and Jay-Z bowing down to her because she is one of the High Witches of Hollywood, one of the witches that has a lot of respect. What she said about Trump should open the eyes of every single person. A while back, she did this documentary, I believe, or I'm not sure if it was a documentary, but she was in a cab and she was talking. And in this cab, she literally said that Trump was the best thing to happen to this country because he is the high magician that would bring in the new world order.
Trump is the best thing happened ever to us, that he is the magician of the highest order, that he is there in his irrational mind to create confusion in order that the human being can find new order. And you know, it's not so stupid thinking about this in that way. It's completely turning things upside down.
As you heard for yourself, Marina Abramovich clearly admits that Trump was the man that was supposed to bring in the new world order, and that he's a high magician, and that he is literally doing his job right now of spreading confusion and bringing and ushering in this new world order. This isn't the only time Marina Abramovich said this either. She also said this in this interview, where she admits again that Trump is the perfect fit to bring in this new world order.
One really funny opinion, but there is in Lapland, there is a group of the shamans there who do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with, eating very little food and being in a solitude for a long time, and they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective, same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once of the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I said, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational, he's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening, that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy and everything looks similar. But he's so different than anything else. So he's the magician who waking us up.
Now remember, Marina Abramovich isn't just anybody. This is one of the elite witches of Hollywood that is known for hosting her spirit cooking parties, where all the celebrities, politicians, elite men, even people connected to Clinton, were in attendance of her spirit cooking parties. And one of the main things that happened at the spirit cooking party is that they pretend to eat people. Marina Abramovich brings out cakes shaped like human beings, and everyone, all the elite people, are eating these cakes that are shaped like people. This is what she's known for. She's also known for a bunch of other ritualistic things. I actually made a full Patreon video on her where I go deep into her rituals and explain them and break them down and show all those things. You guys definitely should check that out. But here we have Marina Abramovich, the High Witch of Hollywood, the High Witch telling us that Trump is going to bring in the New World Order. We also see The Simpsons showing us that Trump was going to be the president and he was chosen for this. This is them telling us. They're hiding the truth in plain sight. A lot of people want to believe that Trump is this good guy, but that's what they wanted you to believe. You're being manipulated. Those who watch this channel know that I do not care about politics. I think politics are a distraction, and I think that they were specifically created just to give you the false illusion of choice, that you actually have a decision in who runs this country and all that, because at the end of the day, if the American people know that they have no power, why would they participate in this system and enslave themselves to these elite? They have to be tricked into thinking that they have some sort of power and some say, and what they say could actually affect, you know, the world. But in reality, we have zero power. And we know that right now because the whole country is demanding the Epstein files. But what's going on? Trump is telling us that we don't deserve them and that we don't need them and that we should put it behind us and move on. That's a massive problem. And you know that Trump is feeling the pressure when he's reaching out to political influencers and telling them to shut up about the Epstein files, which is what he just did with Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. Trump reached out to Charlie and told Charlie to stop talking about the Epstein situation. And what do you think Charlie did? He stopped talking about the Epstein situation, even though he was one of the main people over the last couple of years saying that we needed the Epstein files released.
Unless we are to believe he personally was after every one of those victims, there has to be some other bad guys still alive that are powerful that did something to these children. Why are we not impaneling a special prosecutor to find every single one of these powerful people that went after these kids? Like, what? Why are we putting up with this?
A few moments later.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands.
That lets you know exactly what I've been saying for years now on this channel. The media is bought. The media is bought by the very same people that own this country. The media is controlled by the elite. They do whatever they tell them because they want more power, they want more money. The media is just set up in that way so that it can represent whatever the elite wants. That's why channels like mine are very important. I don't care about what the elite have to say. I don't care. I don't get paid by the elite. I don't have any loyalty to them. And in reality, I'm resisting their plans and trying to wake up as many people to go against their plans. Now, this is important again, because for whatever reason, when people think that I talk about Trump, it's because I'm telling you to vote Democrat. Do not vote Democrat. Do not vote Republican. Do not do any of it. Do not fall for the manipulation. My opinion is it's all manipulation. Some person commented yesterday saying that I wrote a hit piece on Trump before the election because I covered the Epstein recording that was released. I made videos telling you guys to not vote for either side and how they were both ridiculous and how they were both the same thing. The presidential run so far has been nothing but a big joke, showing us just how far America has fallen. This is the reason both sides are doing the exact same thing. There is no real strategy. It's all about using celebrity influence. The masses don't think for themselves anymore. They do whatever these celebrities say, and they know that. Looking at this only makes me feel scared for our future. I used to say we're heading to a future seen in the Idiocracy movie, but now we're actually living in it. If that doesn't show just how far society has fallen, I don't know what will. One thing is for sure, this entire election is one big joke.
I don't vote for either side, and I don't fall for that manipulation. So when I give you this news, it's not biased towards any side. I'm telling you right now, the Democrats and the Republicans were both on Epstein's Island. They were both participating in evil. Our country is corrupt, is ran by corrupt people. It doesn't matter which side it is, because they're both the same side. Now, something interesting that's unfolding right now is the Maxwell situation, because she recently requested an appeal, but the Department of Justice reached out to the courts and told them not to grant her appeal. They're trying so hard to make sure she stays in prison. Now, think about this. Maxwell is one person who has dirt on so many people. She's locked away right now, and there's a lot of pressure for this information to come out. God forbid something happens to Maxwell. We all know she might deserve it, of course. She definitely did some shady, evil things. I don't believe in fighting evil with evil, but if something were to happen to her, she put herself in that position by helping Epstein. But if something does happen to her, we know why. We know why it happened to her, because they're trying to silence her. They're trying to keep her from saying the names like Trump, like Clinton, like Bill Gates, like all these people that flew over to that island and did things with these girls. That's what they're trying to protect, and that's why they're not going to allow Maxwell out of there, who has nothing to lose. The only thing she has left to lose is her life. They took her boyfriend Epstein away or whatever, maybe he's gone somewhere. She has nothing left to lose. So she might come out and try to say some names if they allowed her to, but they won't. President Trump is doing everything in his power to stop this list from coming out. And if you watch my Patreon video, you'll know exactly why. Because his goal is to establish this new world order, and we're seeing it in full effect. For this new world order to work, there cannot be any resistance towards the government. There cannot be any resistance towards the leaders. We have to blindly follow them, like most of the population is doing. But this Epstein files, with them not releasing it, which if they did, would have turned everybody against them. They're trying their hardest not to release it, and they're trying to force you to just move on. Don't move on. And again, this whole entire situation of the list not being released, it's not due to anybody but Trump and the elite on top of Trump. They did not threaten Trump. They didn't do anything. I've heard so many excuses. Trump is not releasing the list because it would implement him and all his pals. All of them will go down for this, and none of them want to go down for this. So what they're going to do? They're going to gaslight you. They're going to point you in another direction. They're going to try to antagonize you and make you feel like you're the bad guy for asking for this list of monsters who deserve to be in prison. Like I said in the last video, I'm not letting this go. I'm going to keep applying pressure. I'm going to keep raising the concern. Even though I don't reach millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people, I'm okay with reaching 30 to 50,000 people. At least I know I'm doing my part. At least I know that if I die today, God will look at me and say, hey, you died for a good cause. Because in life, you have to be willing to stand for something or fall for everything. And I'm willing to stand for the truth. And I'm standing right now on the fact that Trump is a fraud. He's covering up the Epstein files. He was chosen to bring in a new world order. And he's nothing but a puppet for the elite. The manipulation and gaslighting is at an all-time high. And sadly, even though there's some people waking up to Trump, most of them are still asleep. And we need to wake them all up. Again, like I said, make sure you go watch that Patreon video. It's definitely worth it. It explains everything. It connects everything together and explains it perfectly. I want to thank you all for watching. And I'll see you guys in the next one.